You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hey, guys.
This is the... Did you just say
girl.
Hey?
And girl.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy. This is the movie show.
And it's not a name, hey guy. It's hey, guy and girl.
Ryan was specifically saying hi to Guy Ritchie.
Okay.
Right?
That's it. Yes, we have a guest on our...
Very soon, guys. That's going to happen. That will happen one day. Guy Ritchie will be interviewed by us.
Is the day. Because we have... No, I'm just joking. Just kidding. Hello.
But we do have Ryan. We do have Ryan with us. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
How are you, Ryan?
Hi, Sash.
No, you're supposed to say, and we also have...
I like, thought we were doing
I
an introduction thing.
So nicely.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You need to...
Okay, take two. But we do have Ryan with us today. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
How are you, Ryan?
Good, and you?
Good. Are you excited to be on the movie
I'm
show?
I'm excited because I'm here with Sash.
Yay!
How are you, Sash?
I'm very well, thank you.
Brilliant.
That is good.
Today's an exciting Active FM movie show.
I would like to state that I am angry.
No.
I am angry.
Okay, people just skip the podcast. They're like, oh, wait, I'm joking. No, I'm just
no,
joking.
No, they're like, ooh, I'm she's joking. Angry. You know I am angry.
They want to know what our review of this film is. So, yes, state your emotion.
I feel like, Ryan, you should speak first. I would just like to say this film was completely Ryan's idea. I will not
it
be
was.
Held responsible for this film.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is an interesting show. Good.
So we're doing Angry Birds 2, 2019 film.
Can you believe it?
It's a family/comedy film.
How did we miss this film since 2019?
Because we had better things to do with our lives in 2019.
Like watch
clearly not in 2022.
Like watch Tenant.
That was 2020.
Times?
Tenant was 2020.
Yeah, but I'm saying this was between 2019 and 2020.
What happened in 2019? What movies? What movie do you remember from 2019?
When is the Marvel...
I was about to say, was that Endgame?
Might have been, eh?
I feel like we should know the answer to this.
Yes.
I feel like it was Endgame. I feel like 2019 would have been like an Endgame year, you know? Our recordist is even shaking, nodding his head. He
apparently
agrees.
There's another movie called The Endgame.
Yeah.
2022.
Oh. They clearly needed a...
There's another one, Endgame. There's the Endgame. And then there's the Endgame, which is 2019.
2019. Yes. That's what we... You see, we had better things to do with our lives, right? In 2019.
That's why we missed the...
Now Marvel's seriously like stuffing everything up. Mm. Honestly, I'm not a Marvel fan anymore. I would just like to state that on the movie show. I'm not a Marvel fan. That doesn't mean I'm a DC fan because I'm also like, meh. But like Marvel is seriously stuffing things up.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and break my Marvel cup.
Nice, right?
No, I'm not going to do that. That's madness. I like my cup.
No, but I feel like every film for Marvel that was Endgame back was you know, they were good. They were decent. Now.
It was good in 2019. 2019 was the year.
It was the year.
It was the Marvel year. We were like, yeah.
Except for Captain Marvel.
Yes. And then, yeah, but that was just a bridge. It was just a connection.
It made us like, oh yeah, there's Endgame coming. Yay. Yeah.
I watched Marvel, Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah.
I watched Captain Marvel in a very low quality.
And you only watched it just so I can
make sure that I'm filling all the gaps.
Yeah.
So when she comes on screen.
But she wasn't even, like, honestly, I don't even feel like you needed to watch Captain Marvel to watch Endgame.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, okay, there she is. She was barely in that film.
She came at the end.
Everyone thought she's the savior. She's going to come and save everyone.
And she's always.
And she wasn't there,
Leaving us.
She flirted with Thor and then left the planet.
Yeah.
That's literally what her character did the whole of Endgame. Yeah,
was this movie that bad?
Yes. Honestly was watching the film and I was like, how long do I have left? And
really?
Yeah, I was like, okay. Once I had gotten 30 minutes in, I was like, okay, you have an hour left to go. An hour of this left to go. I really didn't enjoy the film.
Is it?
But I
so it wasn't even entertaining. just for the fact of being entertaining. Like, just something because, you know, we need to do stuff.
What's the point of spending so many months of your life pouring into a project just so that it can be sort of entertaining? Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's why we watch films.
No, it's not.
That's entertaining.
That irritates me. There needs to be a quality. We need to create like a film standard.
No.
Your thing cannot get released unless it meets the standard.
I didn't watch this film because it's like it's going to be a great experience. Because we needed a movie to watch and my kids were with me and I was like, oh yeah, we haven't seen that one. All right, cool. Let's check it. We watched it. Ah, laughed. Stuff happened. We were like, oh, okay, that was a great film. And then, okay, guys, too bad. Let's go. It was entertaining. You know, at least we weren't like robbing banks or, you know, because families do that, you know. They do that together.
Right, honestly, I think I would have preferred you guys robbing. I think I was just like, there's kids' films, right? But it wasn't even a good kids' film. There's better kids, like Megamind. Megamind is a piece of art. Like, honestly, it's brilliant. And then you just have cartoons because you remember. I don't know if you grew up like this, right? I remember as a kid, just because cartoons were on TV, you watched them. You were watching them thinking, this is rubbish. This is absolute rubbish. But just because you're a kid and you know, what else do you do other than watch TV and play? Do you understand? And eat and sleep. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What?
You watch TV and you're just like, this is pointless. And eventually after, okay, maybe I'm alone in this, eventually after a while you're like, oh, I don't want to watch TV anymore, because it's just like they're just putting something on to try and entertain you. There's those type of films and stuff.
Wow.
Then there's stuff which is actually really good.
Actually, this is really deep, eh?
Yeah, I just, yeah, personally this film was not great.
So why do you watch movies?
For the first of all, right, you've even said this, for the experience. Second of all,
but that's entertainment still. There's an experience. There's
okay, but this film irritated me more than entertained
and you,
me.
And you experience something. It's
is it not when you are being entertained, you shouldn't feel like, when is this going to end?
No, of course not.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was wanting the film to end. And whenever you want the film to end,
like which part of it?
It was just pointless. It was pointless. There was no point. My favorite part in the whole movie was the opera singing part. That's the one part that I laughed at.
Well, but I mean, there was a story behind it.
Yeah, but the story is sad, Ryan.
There was the eagles and they were on this island frozen like place and they wanted to get out.
Can I be honest? So the first Angry Birds, I did watch it.
Meanwhile, there was an issue.
But I cannot remember anything. I can't remember what I don't even. I remembered the pigs.
All right, I'll agree with you on that one.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because I watched the trailer when we were doing research. And I was like, oh yeah, that happened.
I didn't even. I still now what don't know what the again? First movie was about. I know the characters were there, but for the life of me, I cannot. Which is very odd because I remember films. I'll literally be sitting watching a film again with my family, and I'll be like, oh yeah, this is what happens here. And my mom's like, how did you remember that? So the fact that I didn't remember the first film is sad because I genuinely remember. Like, I'm the person cursed with remembering what happened. So I first of all, I was like, what happened? Then bits here. I was like, oh yeah, maybe that. And then, but like, if the first film wasn't me worth remembering, that tells you something. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Look, I don't expect to remember a film like this. Like I said, it's entertaining.
But like, there are certain cartoons that you do remember.
Like?
You don't remember any animation film? Like, no, like, I remember Megamind.
Spider-Man 2.
You see?
Was it Spider-Man
Into the Spider-Verse, yes.
I remember Spider-Man.
Do you remember?
But that's because that was an art.
Yeah, but I feel like there should be a form of art in everything.
I'll even pull my six-year-old son up here and he'll, like, that movie was even art to him.
Exactly.
To my other kid, it's just like,
it was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But like Coco,
there's different types of Coco.
Coco was way better than this film. I just like to say that. There's no other film.
It was entertaining. No,
there's certain, there's like animation most times is like, but there are good animation.
I feel
like this was just to keep kids busy while parents needed it.
Yes, you are right. And I think that's, I enjoyed it for its purpose.
But I have a problem because it didn't 100% reach that purpose. So it happened in the first film and it happened in this film. What they do is there's times where the humor is very childish, which it should be in a cartoon, you know, because it's supposed to make children laugh. So I don't have an issue with that.
Do you feel the same about this film as you feel like about Minions? Minions the movie.
That was also a sad movie.
It's on the same category. It's just entertaining. It's kids film for a kids
but
film.
But Minions might have been better. I feel like Minions possibly could have
definitely
been better.
Definitely.
But this bigger. Is my problem with this one. So the humor that this they can't. The humor is childish one moment, and the next minute it's extremely inappropriate.
Yeah.
And you're just like, is this an adult cartoon or is this a child's cartoon? Because that was disgusting, or that was dark, or that was what the. Like in the first one, they insinuate a pedophile.
Yeah,
literally.
Right.
And like, I'm like, what? And then in this one, I must be honest, at times I couldn't tell whether the person was a girl or a guy. So I feel like also with gender roles, they really, they made it so the yellow bird, I don't know the names of the bird, the yellow bird, he's a boy, but when he's getting dressed, he puts eyelashes on. And then in the next scene, he doesn't even have eyelashes on. So I was like, why did you include that? Why did you put, first of all, guys don't put eyelashes on. That's not a guy thing. That's a girl thing. Why are you showing kids that guys put eyelashes on?
Wow.
And then in the next scene, his character didn't even have the eyelashes on. So now it was like, what was the point of that?
Continuity.
Why did you do that? And then at first, I didn't. I honestly, the purple eagle.
Yeah.
At first, I thought she was a male, and then eventually I was like, wait, why does she have eyelashes like that? And then I was like, she looks very feminine. And then eventually I was like, oh, she's a chick. Oh, flip. So I feel like, what they're teaching kids, they're pushing it in cartoons now as well. But even like the scene where the eagle's in the bathroom, like that whole scene was just like, okay. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where they're trying to get the key card.
Yeah, that's right.
And like, it was just inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you're just like, the children are watching this. Children, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was laughing at that.
For me, that's my issue, is there's inappropriate humor. And I watched other reviews and these guys
said the same
they
thing.
They said the same. I was like, that's exactly my problem with the film. So like, I feel like you need to choose. You can't mix the two. You can't, if it's an adult cartoon, go and make your adult cartoon and state this is an adult cartoon so that people will know, you know, you don't show kids adult cartoons type of things.
And you remember the problem that we had with the first one?
I don't remember anything
about
it.
It was a very similar thing.
Oh, okay,
In fact, now that I look at the director, I have questions about that.
Is he done odd?
Have you heard this guy speak?
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right.
Is he?
Yeah, no, he's, I don't know, it's one of those, I wonder, or I'm just like, what? Wait. All right. So, like, if you look at his picture, what kind of voice do you imagine?
I feel like he should have, like, a gruff voice, but his smile is questionable.
Yes.
His smile makes it look like...
If you hear his voice, you'll think that it's a chick speaking. In fact, you'd sit there and be like, wait, huh? Wait, what?
Does it sound put on, though?
No.
That's weird.
It's the oddest thing. So maybe that's, there you go. That's probably one of the reasons behind it. Yes. So who did his voice? His voice is okay. Yeah, so that's probably the thing. Yeah, that maybe the reason behind the whole, because I'm trying to wonder why between the two films in the first one, remember, we picked up, there's a big, like, LGBT type of thing
very,
going on.
Very, very big, yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently the first film also was bashed because it's apparently, I didn't get this, but it was, I saw articles that came out. It was apparently very political. So it was, like, apparently talking about Trump, Hitler. There were like a whole lot of... You see, that's my problem as well. It's a child's cartoon. Children don't care about who's president because they're children. No one... Don't understand. Maybe they dream of becoming president, but, you know, they're not out here worrying about politics. So why are you bringing politics into a child's cartoon? What on earth are you doing that for? Do you understand?
I know I saw one. In fact, it was the actor, Jason. He was talking about the film, and the one thing he said was one of the aims of this film, which I know that they do a lot with not specifically Toy Story, but a lot of the Pixar films, is that a child and an adult can enjoy it at the same time, especially parents, parents. So I know that that was one of the things that he had mentioned about this film. What is, you're watching with your kids, and the kids are enjoying it, and the parents are also enjoying it at their level as well.
So they sneak in.
But I think this was like parents enjoys it. They enjoy the humor, and the humor is on a whole other. It's like the kid misses it completely.
Hopefully the kid misses it.
But the guy, the parent watching it is laughing themselves, their heads off.
But I feel like also they need to be careful with that because children are impressionable.
They do pick it up.
Yes. So even if they don't understand it, they'll copy it.
And children's brains at that age are like just taking in stuff, and often you'll find them thinking that it's okay to do a certain thing. And I mean, I remember, okay guys, Ryan memory time. I remember I had a friend and he would do a specific gesture, which meant like, I don't know. And the one time, then I go home to my parents and then I do the gesture. My mom looks at me and she's like, what did you just do? And I'm like, this means I don't know. And she's like, no, it means this.
And
then and then immediately I'm like, I'm never doing that again type of thing. So that's very true. We need to be careful with what films our kids watch.
Problem is also this is most cartoons nowadays. I mean, do you know in the new Buzz Lightyear movie, there's a gay kiss?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a child's film.
I think I saw
Disney, what the hell are you doing?
It's in the trailer, am
I
right?
It's in the trailer. I don't know. I just heard. I know that it's flopped at box office, which I'm really glad because that deserves to flop at box office. But it's like, we can't watch anything now when we're like, it's irritating. And it's not even like what we're watching is good and they've just brought in like their agenda. Like, it's honestly bad. Yeah. The quality of movies, the quality of storylines, the quality of even CG is terrible, but then they have to bring in two mothers. It's like, that's not normal. I'm sorry, that's not normal. We cannot sit here and act like her having two moms is normal. It's not. It's not normal.
There's definitely a agenda.
Okay, can I just mention one scene? I honestly was like, what on earth is happening? You know, there were the three... The part that was funny was that they had those three little chicks that were on like their own mission. That was clever that they did that because they kind of had two storylines going at the same time, and they only brought them together at the end. And it wasn't even like the adult birds saved them, which you'd expect like them to come to the rescue. Oh no, the eggs are gone.
Yeah, the father's just like
But they actually ended up helping the adults when the string was breaking, and
so
that
they were coming together.
Yes.
And they were going to be the... Because I suppose otherwise it would have been like, well, where did they come from?
Exactly. So that was clever, that like added plot line. Mm. But the part where they find the snake sleeping.
Oh, yes.
And then they walk out with their...
the snake skin.
And then she says, well, that was dark. I was like...
Leather boots and leather jacket.
What the hell?
Snake skin.
Then when the snake comes to get the eggs, she's wearing the boots. She wasn't wearing the boots before then, but when the snake... I was just like... that was dark. That was okay.
But then at the end, they went back and the snake was fine.
Yeah, no, you see, it's weird. It's
or was that because the snake, like, maybe shed its... Maybe they
must...
Snakes shed their skin. But it's not that... It's not the scales. It's... Okay, anyway. So if anybody knows what the heck was with that, comment below.
Yeah, it was just weird. It was honestly just like...
So you don't think that that's just like it's a kid's film? Like, you just, okay, whatever. It doesn't make sense, but...
But shouldn't it make
sense? It's like stuff in the cartoons. Like, I mean, if you ever watch those old cartoons, like, you know, talking about Daffy Duck, you know, Mickey Mouse, like there was stuff that happened in there that didn't make sense. So, e.g., Tom and Jerry, Tom's chasing Jerry, and next minute he falls and he breaks his leg and he screams out, yeah! And then next minute he starts running, like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
He broke his leg. Or, like, suddenly, like, he hits his thumb and it starts swelling up red. Good-doof.
Then it normally does the circle in fade to black, and then they change the scene. You see, it makes sense because they did the circle in.
Yeah, like that sort of stuff doesn't make sense. Like, I mean, doesn't make sense, but you just sort of roll along with it.
But yes, they didn't just kill a snake and take its...
And then the snake's back. Maybe it's a relief. Oh, sure. So they didn't kill the snake.
She survived.
Thank goodness. And they were looking after the was it sisters? Brothers?
Yeah, the sisters.
Yeah, was it...
Yeah. I liked the one thing that was cool was I don't know if they got kids, but the chicks specifically, the way they spoke was I think their W's, there was a letter that they always replaced with a W. That I was like,
oh,
okay,
that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, I was just like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
It was one of those films where I literally was waiting for it to end.
Wow.
I was all like, do I fast forward? I wanted to watch it on double speed. And I never want to watch anything on double speed.
Serious?
I wanted to watch it on double speed. Yes.
So you can just like just
you know,
this
maybe
is so stupid, okay, but okay, fine.
Maybe I'm bashing this film.
That's
more
how I felt about everything everywhere.
For real?
All at, I was just like, okay.
For me, Everything Everywhere All at Once was weird, but visually it was a film. Visually it was amazing,
yeah,
if I could put it like that.
Yeah.
So like, even though it was like, what, I was visually amazed at it. And then when obviously we did the research and found out like the background and how many people put it together, like that made me respect it more. Watching it again, I don't know if I'd watch it
Sashi,
again.
Do you know how many people put this movie together?
How many
you
people
need to understand, eh?
How many people put this movie together?
It's like an entire studio,
Sony,
you know?
Animation,
and it's Sony. Like, come on, it's the guys that did Spider-Man.
I expect,
you know,
better from them, Ryan. I expect. Okay, wait. So I think I might be bashing it more though, because I've been on a streak of, yeah. So I watched Stranger Things Volume 1. We're now waiting for Volume 2 to come out. And Stranger Things, the story that the Duffer Brothers tell is brilliant. I honestly think they're the best storytellers alive right now. Like, honestly, there's no one that tells the story like the way they take the plot, and then they almost, like, they know this is the plot, but they don't tell it to you like this. They'll tell it to you in another way and bring you here. And it's just brilliant. So it's honestly, it's brilliant storytelling. And then I've been trying to, like, watch other things, because now, you know, you're done. So now, okay, let me find something else to watch. And I haven't been able to find something that's good. Even, like, films. Like, I haven't been able to find... Like, if I watch a film, often I have to go back to older films. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that was a good film. I feel like currently... Nothing that is being made has quality anymore. I feel like it's all just a money-making scheme or a pushing of an agenda. And, like, there's no quality anymore. So maybe this just got to the end of my not being able to find anything nice to watch. And I was just, like, at the end of it, like, this sucks. I'm going to read a book or something. But so maybe that's why I hated it as much as I did. But, like, I honestly feel like at the moment, what's coming out isn't good. Like, even Marvel, and we used to trust Marvel, you know? Like, it's not even the agenda they're pushing.
I didn't trust him after what they did with the first, not Endgame, the...
Infinity War.
The Infinity War.
No, but as in, you trusted the quality. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there was a quality that you knew, this is a Marvel film, it's going to be here. Whereas now, like, you can't even... It's not like that anymore. Like, you're even like, is this I thought this was Marvel. This
so
isn't.
She's looking for some movie stimulation, some art.
I feel like I have to go back in time to like 2006 movies, where you're like, this is what the film industry's all
about.
There
was a couple of films we spoke about last week, and I mentioned one of them. I'm like, oh, I've seen this, and you're like, no, I've never seen that. So go listen to our movie show from last week. There was a film. It was like an oldish film, I think, from a specific director.
That was a specific director. What film did we do last week?
I cannot. Last week was last week.
We did One Night with the King last week.
And then, I've seen this film. You're like, I haven't seen that film. I'm like, you need to see this film.
Wasn't it the week before then?
Maybe the week
Ambulance.
Before.
Michael Bay, we can trust. Yes, I think it was a Michael Bay film. But do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, you're right.
It's all old films. It's not new for like anything made from 2020 onward. Can you really trust?
Because today people just make films.
I honestly feel like people are just made.
Armageddon. Have you watched Armageddon?
No, I think it was Armageddon. That was the one you said.
Yes.
I'm just like.
Bumblebee? You watched
Bumblebee? Bumblebee was terrible. But he didn't direct that. He produced it. But that was terrible.
How could you allow that to happen?
We even saw on Netflix, obviously they have like new releases, so they'll tell you when, like what's coming up and when it's released. There was a movie that was, it looked good. We started watching it. It was rubbish. It was absolute rubbish. We didn't even finish it. We just stopped watching it. I was just like, this is terrible.
Was that the film we were supposed to do?
No.
Not that one.
You see, there was a film before that sucked. Then I stopped watching two series because I was just like, nope, I'm not doing this anymore. Then what else happened? It's hard. Oh, then there's another film on Netflix that now has come out called Spiderhead with Chris Hemsworth. But it's apparently the sex scenes in it are insane. And it's like, you know when you have films that you're actually looking forward to and then
there's
they
a warning
disappoint
for
you
guys. Don't watch that one, yeah?
There's one film I'm looking forward to.
I think we should have a name and shame them section of our movie show.
We should have a name and shame.
All right, now for our name and shame.
Spiderhead, name and shame.
What was that other one from last week?
Father Stew.
Yeah.
Father Stew.
Name and shame.
Name and shame.
Yes.
Angry Birds 2 and 1.
Yes.
Name and shame.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
What is it? N and S.
Yes. N and S. Our N and S segment. Yes. There's a film coming out. So, you know the movie Emma that we did?
Rings a bell.
That film, Pride and Prejudice, you know Pride and Prejudice, right? They were all written, so they were actual novels written by an author named Jane Austen.
She wrote.
So there's a film coming out. They have made a version of it long time ago, but recently Netflix has produced, I think it's Netflix. Yeah, Netflix. It's called Persuasion. It's coming out, I think, on the 15th of July. But it looks, Jane Austen's novels are often good, if you understand what I'm saying.
She wrote the book, right? Those books?
Yes. So I feel like
Emma was with the sisters, the girls.
Yeah, no, that was Little Woman. Pride and Prejudice is with the sisters. Emma was with the chick that was trying to hook everyone up and then she was making a mess of it.
I remember that.
Yeah. So that film I'm looking forward to. I hope they don't go and make it woke. But because it's a Jane Austen novel, I'm like, we could possibly trust this film. And they've made it so, as in nowadays. And the guy from Crazy Rich Asians is in it. I don't know if you remember Henry Golding. He was also in The Gentleman, Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman.
Oh, yes, that's right.
He's in it. And I like him as an actor, so I'm hoping that it's not
bad. A director can still stuff up.
That's the problem.
It's the director or the story or... Yeah, because the director chooses a film that they want to do, right? And then they tell the story.
But honestly, I'm just... At the moment, I feel like if you know of a good film that you've watched recently, please comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. If you're not watching on YouTube, go to YouTube and just comment. Tell us if there is a film that you actually thought is like pretty decent. Like not just, like I'm talking good storyline, brilliant acting. There was a twist that you didn't see coming. Do you understand? Like that's what the film industry is made of. Not the rubbish we have today.
Do you think you can have a good storyline with bad actors?
No, it ruins it.
There's another tip for you. Name and shame them. Bad act.
You know, that movie I told you about that we watched on Netflix, the acting was so bad.
Coming up, 10 actors that got fired during production. Oh, we actually did a film
like
that.
We did do a film, but we should do it again, though.
Go watch that one. Go watch that one.
Yeah.
Or 10 good storylines that the director stuffed up or messed up.
You know what I don't understand? There is a list of most wanted unmade films or most, in other words, the scripts are good. They're good scripts. People wanted to make them into films, but for some or other reason they haven't been made as a film yet, whether it's been financing or rights problems or whatever. But they are good stories. There's a list of, I mean, they've even numbered them 1, 2, whatever. There's a list of good stories, and yet we have rubbish.
Yeah, there's a saying, the truth is out there. The good movies are out there, waiting to be written.
Yeah, we need to make those good movies. Come on, all you filmmakers, aspiring filmmakers
out
there.
Let's get
together. Go and show the ones who are doing bad jobs now how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my thought on the film. Sorry, Ryan. I'm sorry. It's probably because I've been watching films that have just been irritating me that this one was... I was like, nope. No! That's okay. Probably what happened, yeah. But if you're a parent and you have kids, you know...
No.
Don't watch it.
No.
Yeah, the humor honestly ruins it. Those inappropriate things are just like... Really?
I don't want my...
Megamind. Megamind's a good film.
Oh, there you go.
Megamind is
a good
film.
So it's a movie.
Yeah. Ryan, you haven't watched Megamind. Ryan, you have to watch Megamind. You have to. It's got Brad Pitt in it. Brad Pitt's voice is in it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, go watch it.
Someone look for Brad Pitt's voice.
Yes, and look for his voice. Try and figure out who it is. And that's that one actually has a twist. Like you don't see what happens in the story, you don't see it coming. So it's a good storyline.
I know, you just messed it up for me already then.
No.
Okay, coming up next week, Megamind.
Yeah. So this has been the movie show.
On Active FM.
Peace out. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
are you ready?
You can stream Reactive's very own The Movement album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Reactive, it's a movement.